Blog Talk Radio.
One call a day is fine. When he calls 15 times, that might be a bit of a overkill.
Hello and welcome to an all-new Metal Injection Livecast. Earlier this week I finally got my first tattoo. It says King of Wednesday Night in elegant cursive across my back. It's so cool. What? The show is moving to Sunday nights. Damn. Why do I never get these memos? Here's the show.
Oh, I knew we forgot to tell somebody.
Oh, I'm so sorry about that, Chuck Blandington.
Chuck's a big fan of Good Times, by the way.
Yes, that's right.
Damn.
The Florida.
Damn.
But that's right. This is our final Wednesday show, which for the archive listeners means nothing, really.
Yeah.
I guess it means that you get our show.
Or maybe
they
can join us live.
Yeah, that you can join us live on Sundays. Or listen on your Monday morning commute. It makes Monday mornings slightly less awesome.
It also means you get a second episode this week, two for the price of one.
That's right. We will be airing a double dose in honor of our switching time slots.
We're not lazy cocksuckers. We could have just gone 10 days without doing a show.
Yeah, but yeah. We didn't want to do that to you guys.
And we got them guests.
Or 11. I'm sorry.
We got guests to come in or be on the phone.
That's right.
Take time out of their day.
Because guests.
So we could do less stuff.
we don't have to talk as much. We just have more filler.
No, so Rob doesn't have to talk as much.
No, I'm going to talk just as much as I do.
Right. We all get to sit here.
You guys get a break.
I was being sarcastic.
There's no room for
you. You
want to
say who the guest is before you take
Yes, that's right. Today on the show, we have an awesome guest.
I'm the program director.
And it's Vincent Bennett of the Acacia Strain. He's going to be calling in a little later on in the show. It's going to be good times. Everybody just make sure not to call him Vince.
What about Vinny?
He doesn't like any of that.
Vin?
He prefers Vincent.
Vinny Mac.
V-Dog?
V-Dog, he might approve.
V-Ben?
You should call him V-Dog.
What's his deal? Like, what does he do if you call him anything but Vincent?
He just doesn't like it. He sang about it.
Could we call him a V-Tard?
Mm. What was the lyric that he sang about it?
Do you want me to pull it up?
Yes.
Verbatim?
Please.
Pull it
we
up,
gotta
pull it
ask
out.
Him about this too. What if we call him Lou Reed? And ask him if he's doing an album.
That
call
he
him
loves.
The table.
That he loves. We'll all put a touch. Also, a certain album did leak today. So you might.
I'm very excited.
Some samples from a certain leaked album that we've been talking about every week.
The Lou Reed Metallica album leaked.
Yeah.
Oh, no. And you guys downloaded it?
Well, here's
just for
the thing.
Good of the show.
Oh.
That means you're supporting it.
Rob, I completely misconstrued what Rob said because I was on IMs with him. And he goes, you know, it's not as bad as I thought. And to me, that's so incomprehensible that my mind distorted it into I liked it. because I can't. And then, and then you started talking, and then like 10 minutes later, I go, "Well, you said you liked it."
Were you?
And I said, "Whoa,
and
wait a minute!"
And then I scrolled up, and I'm like, "Wait, he didn't say."
Were you reconsidering your friendship with Rob?
Yes, a little bit. No. Of course not. He likes Chromio. I'm still friends with him.
I back Chromio.
But I even having said that, I can't understand how you don't think that it's like to me it's 100 times worse.
Just the
hearing
whole idea
the whole,
is bad.
Right. But we had the 30-second samples of each song, which was leaked like 2 days ago, and just having the context of the full song makes it a million times worse.
Cool.
I feel it's just so bad.
It's just so bland. I think it's not even like fun bad.
Bland?
Like.
Are bland?
Well, the best way I can describe it is that there's like long sections of blandness broken up by bizarre, shitty, non-music.
Hmm.
There's like shitty music, bland music broken up by not shitty ranting like two old men playing dominoes in a room yelling about their ex-girlfriends. That's what it really sounds like.
I do find it funny that Rolling Stone gave it an A-.
Well, of course they did. They gave him so many exclusive interviews.
Can we queue up? Do you have the text of that review?
Oh,
let's,
please.
Can we read this review and see what they found positive?
I must read
it. I mean, I figure.
I'll find it. You do this.
Listen, the record reviewers for Rolling Stone are probably all in their mid-50s, and anything Lou Reed checks out is probably gold to them. I don't think it has anything to do with Metallica.
Lou Reed, right.
Totally agree.
It's more of a Lou Reed album than a Metallica album.
They're just the backing band, right?
Yeah.
Well,
like it's very obvious.
From what they, like Rob linked me to his Wikipedia, to the Wikipedia page about this album, and it does seem like Lou Reed came up with it, but I really think it just sounds like...
I'm sure they had, they wrote some of the music, they had a say in it.
But it sounds like Saint Anger to me. It sounds like the shitty...
Well, that's
thoughts.
What Metallica sounds like now.
Well, that's what they sound like without anyone to tell them that their ideas
suck. They pretty much produce it themselves.
Yeah,
they didn't have a producer.
Like Death Magnetic doesn't sound like that.
Okay.
It sounds good.
Okay.
And the production's good, and the songs are okay. It's not a bad album. But Saint Anger was when they just went into a room, wrote stuff, and that's what they crapped out, and no one ever told, Bob Rock sitting there, that's great, man, that's awesome. Woo, whack-a-dacka, and that's it. So that's what this sounds like to me. So it really has a lot of Metallica influence to it, I think.
What should the first song that we play be?
Oh, well, I forgot the fucking names already.
Is it Pumping Blood or
no,
Mistress Dread or
no.
Ice Honey, my favorite terrible track?
If you want to play that, that's not the
Ice
one.
Honey?
Oh, Cheat on Me, that's the one.
Cheat
on,
that's the one right after.
You haven't found the Rolling Stone review?
Let me preface this song.
Let's listen to the music, then we'll
Can
read
I just
review.
Give it a preface?
Yeah.
I just want to say that this song is just two old men saying Cheat on Me about 110 times.
Not I am. Wait, are they saying Cheat on Me on the table?
Cheat on the table. No, it's a different song. This is a different song.
When does the song come in?
It's a little interlude. It's not whatever. I don't even remember. Just fucking listen to this.
It's been 2 minutes now that I've just.
The cameo with Enya.
3:30. Here we go. But I don't love any of them. Why do I cheat?
Why do I cheat?
On me.
That's a James Hetfield lyric.
Why do I cheat on me? I'm almost positive he wrote all the lyrics. Why do I cheat on thee?
Well, then they have one brain.
Why do I cheat on me?
Terrible.
Ross Gnarly with his Triumph and Return says he sounds like Johnny
Why
Cash
do I cheat on
strung
me?
Out on crack and gay porn.
Come on.
Sounds nothing like Johnny Cash.
Come on!
He definitely has Cashism.
Well, where's my prunes?
That was James Hetfield, not Lou Reed. James Hetfield's role, Darren, you totally called it, is to mimic Lou Reed throughout the album. He never does James.
Why do I cheat on me?
So wait, you said that you like this a lot?
No, I didn't. Look, again.
Wait, Rob, you like this a lot?
No. I said it's not. I thought this was going to be the. This is just boring. Like, this isn't bad. Like, I can't believe what they're. What drugs were they on? Okay.
it's somewhat of a song, you know? But it's just terrible. It's just lame.
I can't see them recording this and then listening back to it.
And being proud of it.
I have to put this on a record now.
I feel like they'd be a little intimidated to tell Lou Reed, this isn't good.
No, they like it. I don't know. I feel like
that's why they have people that work for them that can say it.
Sounds like he's fucking constipated. Not in a good way like Dave Mustaine, either. Why do I dance crazy? Why do I
kind of good fanfic.
Leaving for him on my foot, yeah! Why do I cheat on me? This doesn't change.
Why?
Like this.
At least the song is in a tempo that Lars can keep up with.
Yeah.
The sad thing about this is, it's like, Lou Reed was like, yeah, I'll do something with Metallica. It'll get me cred with all the young kids. Meanwhile, Metallica hasn't had cred with young kids in like 20 years.
I don't think so.
Was thinking, yeah, we'll do something with Lou Reed and it'll get us cred with all like the hipsters and stuff. But nobody's given a shit about Lou Reed in 30 years, so they both missed the boat by decades.
Lou Reed would have been better off with Chelsea Grin.
Oh my God. Actually, that's true.
By the way, this song is 11 minutes long, and it's just this. All right, let's move on to Ice Honey.
Cheat on me!
What did that guy say at the beginning of
this? Motherfuck, I think.
How is it?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Or what the fuck, yeah. So this is Ice Honey. This is the most song-like song.
Yeah, I remember thinking that this sounded like a Lowe's song or something.
Also Rob's favorite dessert.
Actually, this sounds like a fucking, like, really bad, discarded Velvet Underground song.
Maybe it is.
With Metallica playing.
No matter who you are, you can't catch the moon.
But it sounds like the guitarist is not playing on the same song. Is this like two songs going at once?
One song.
It sounds like this entire thing, like the entire album was done in one take.
Wait.
Yeah,
like
they
were never like, no, we should overdub.
Different
this.
Rooms.
Like, yeah. Like, no, we need to get home. We've got a flight to catch. That version was fine. I gotta go.
Just wait till James comes in.
This is a real buzzkill.
Yeah.
Like, I was really excited to do the show, and I was in a good mood, but now...
Hold on. Come on, just...
I can play
just,
some Vagina Ain't Handicapped.
Please, I would prefer that.
Can we just get to the James
part? How about you fast-forward it to that part?
I really like this, so can we stop?
This is my favorite track.
Okay.
Yeah!
Yeah!
All right, stop it. That's all he says in the song.
That's it. And then they go back and forth at the end. Going Ice Honey back and forth to each other. Hold on.
I mean, isn't there anyone in James Hetfield's management that can tell him this is a really bad idea?
Like a
but what does it matter? Yeah. It's not a Metallica album officially, so what does it matter? It's just an extra thing they wanted to do, so.
Yeah, it's just like something to kill some time.
Yeah.
But what do they have to release it?
People will buy it.
I'm in
a
room.
A lot of people will probably
with
yeah.
Lou Reed.
Here is a total recycled Metallica riff, though.
This is Pumping Blood.
Yeah.
With the violin part, you mean?
Oh, yeah.
This is totally fucking Reload right here.
No, isn't this from S&M?
This part, yeah. The riff is from Reload. No, Saint Anger. All right, just get to it. I can't take it.
Oh, yeah, the song is...
I can't take it!
They need to edit their music better.
You think?
Here we go.
This is Saint Anger.
You're right. How dare I?
How dare you?
Pumping blood. There's a question. Do you think Ja Rule is in prison somewhere right now listening to this thinking, man, if only I was out, I could have been a part of this. He and Lou Reed.
Man, I would have.
Way better.
My vocals would have been way better on the old paper, baby.
Him and Ashanti could have guessed it.
This is so fun. Pumping blood.
Pumping blood.
My heart stopped pumping blood in 1982.
All right, were you able to get the Rolling Stone review?
I'm sorry, I got caught up in that.
That music was so enchanting.
It was captivating. Here's what I did after I downloaded that album.
You burned it to a CD just so you could throw it in the garbage. Yeah. You had the actual physical thing to throw.
So you did a secure empty trash to make sure all of the bytes were removed. But
I defragged my hard drive. Just in case all the bytes of this album were left, I shoved them together.
Bought a new hard drive.
I bought a new computer. I took the whole computer. I took it to the dumpster. Like, what are you doing? I said, I just want to. Why? Well, it has some Metallica Lou Reed on it. Oh, okay. I understand.
Oh, this way to the Metallica Lou Reed bit.
There was a whole line of people there with computers in hand.
Okay. Who do we have? Who do we have on the line?
Hello? I don't know.
207.
207. What's your name?
It's Lou Reed.
Hello.
Hello.
How's it going, Livecast? This is Flanders Putnam.
Hello, Flanders Putnam. How are things?
I'm all right. Just kind of in the name of the, you know.
So why are you calling us today?
Well, I'm in the Flanders football league.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
So I have a little bit of a claim about it.
About me? Really? Okay.
What did you do, Sid?
That I haven't lost yet, and everybody's looking bad compared to me? Is that the complaint?
That's your question.
All right. Sure.
So what's
the complaint? Though, yeah.
Well, I was just saying scoring just sucks on stuff in the messaging board.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So you're the guy who hasn't set your lineup in a month, and you're complaining because the score.
No, not at all. Actually, that's not how it is. I set my lineup. My team just sucks.
Okay.
So are you complaining that your team sucks?
What?
Are you complaining that your team sucks? Team, your team, not your team.
I'm complaining about how Sid told me to shut the fuck up and kind of hurt my feelings.
Well, you were being a crybaby on the message board. Nobody
you.
Likes that.
How dare you?
It's true.
Well, thank you. Yeah. You've been heard.
Thank you. And now we have another call.
Set your lineup sometimes. So maybe you won't be a loser.
Offer me a trade.
How many games has he won?
Not many.
Won one game and lost five in a row.
I just know that there were people.
How many games did you win?
I won the first game and then lost.
All right, we have.
I cut you off, Sid. I had to go for
fine.
The one.
It's fine.
Currently in first place is Sid with his team, the Murdas.
I had to rename it.
And in second place is Heathen Temple 666. Third place,
the
fuck right Mike Browns. Who is Mike Browns?
He's the general manager and I believe owner of the Cincinnati Bengals. That's a frustrated Bengals fan.
And then in fourth is NWOB Team.
Yeah.
Speaking of NWOB Team, I was at the Comic-Con this weekend, and it was a pretty funny time. But the funniest thing was that Virgil, or Vincent in NWO, who...
Also Shane at some point, right?
Yeah.
Shane who?
That was just, they renamed him Shane.
Oh.
But he was at Comic-Con. He had a booth. Him and
he's had a booth at Comic-Con for a number of years, I believe, right? It's not his first go-around.
He's been to many a Comic-Con,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah.
And the thing is, he charges $20 for a photograph or an autograph, any sort of graph. And there's been these memes of just him at conventions with like a giant table that says like wrestling superstar Virgil photograph $30, and then nobody's around him at all.
Why would they? He is
pretty much the least known wrestler of all time.
You want to? I mean, Virgil was the guy that used to just follow Ted DiBiase around and carry his towels and shit.
And
well, there was no one waiting for that Raven character either down at the autograph booth.
Wow. Raven was there?
I don't know who this is.
Rob would have.
I would have been first in line.
He
was a cool guy.
Factory shirt.
Raven is totally like one of my favorite wrestlers.
And we even skipped him to do the I Am Here Because signs. We're like, no one's going to know who the fuck that guy is.
At this point, you're probably right. He's, right? He's been irrelevant for quite a while.
He looked a little rough.
Oh, totally. He's done a lot of
stuff. How old is he? He's like 45.
He's in his 40s. Yeah, that's the thing. But he looks like he looks as bad as Terry Funk, who's 20 years older than him.
Yeah.
Just because there was a time where he did ecstasy every night for a year while wrestling.
Oh, my God.
That was probably a good year.
Some great matches.
Not good
for
the other
wrestlers. How
many
boners did he have?
Yeah, not good for the other wrestlers.
But he didn't really want to do it. He was like Morgan Spurlock. He just wanted to see what would happen if he did ecstasy every day for a year. He also ate McDonald's every night for a year.
It was like a fifth appendage, just a weapon sticking out.
But anyway, Fred.
Ooh, a tap out in the back of my throat. Ooh, a tap. One more time. Tap out in the back of my throat.
There we go. One of the dudes.
Tap out.
One of the dudes from Metal Sucks, a friend of his was there with a Metal Sucks shirt on, and he wanted to go to Virgil to get a photograph for the website, and Virgil was like, $20, man. He's like, no, I just wanted to do it. Like, no, I'll take the photo. He's like, I don't care who's taking the photo. It's $20.
Meanwhile, only worth $20.
Meanwhile, a former chick wrestler, Ashley Massaro, who was in Playboy, who is attractive, so beyond being a nobody wrestler, she has that going for her. She was only charging $10 at the exact same booth.
Well, look at it this way, though. I mean, she doesn't need the money.
Right.
Virgil needs to charge $20.
I guess so. Yeah, if someone's dumb enough to take a photo with Virgil, they'll pay $20. So we got another caller. Let's see who we got.
Okay. Hi, 831.
Hey, guys.
Hey, who is this?
My name is Jay. I called once before when you guys were with Metal Sucks, but I fucked up my question, and you guys threw me out of the line.
How many questions did you ask?
Don't answer that.
We'll get to that later.
No. Actually, I have three questions for you guys, and one's for Noah.
How many? Okay, no. Go ahead.
Three.
Go ahead.
How many?
Go ahead. What are the questions?
May I go now?
Yes.
Come in.
Go.
Noah, this is a kind of a personal question. Feel free not to ask, but I'm seeing a Jewish woman, and I was wondering, she worries a lot about being hairy. Is it true that most Jewish women are hairier than other women?
Noah?
Well, it depends from what part of the world they are.
Yeah, that's true. There are Jews
in
every country.
If they're not blonde, then they're hairy. So, yes.
Are you hairy?
It just depends how they maintain it. Well, I groom myself or however you
say it. Sans grooming. Are you hairy?
You manscape?
No, I do not manscape.
Ladyscapes.
I ladyscapes.
That's not a good play on the word.
Okay, see, that's what I was wondering about because she ladyscapes to an obsession. And
that's a good thing for you, unless you like hairy women.
I would to answer your question, I'd say Jewish women on average are hairy. They're up there with the Italian ladies.
It's only half Jewish.
Yep, that far. How old are you, by the way, out of curiosity?
Shit. I'm 17.
Okay. Why were you, like, shitting?
Well, I just find it funny that he says he's seeing a Jewish woman.
No.
And he sounds like,
she's
30? 40? Is she 30? Huh? Is she a cougar?
No, she's 19.
She is a woman.
I thought this was a May-December romance.
It's a May-June.
So what else you got, buddy?
Second question is, I write a metal spot in my school newspaper, and I was gonna ask you guys, how do you guys do interviews when you interview other people?
With our mouths.
Well, like skills.
We have microphones, too. We come
questions.
Up with a few questions.
Actually, we're going to be interviewing someone later on tonight, so you can just listen.
You can listen.
But no segues or transitions.
Yep.
We don't
No follow-up questions.
A lot of heavy breathing.
No, the trick is that at the end of every answer, just go, cool.
Yeah, make it sound like,
say,
all right.
Say,
make yourself sound like you're not even listening to their answer.
Uh-huh. Right. Yep.
While they're talking, be thinking of your next question.
Yeah.
Don't make it try to sound like a conversation.
And write everything down on a piece of paper and hold it in front of your face when you ask it.
And smoking a lot of weed during the dinner always makes it better.
Especially if the person is straight edge.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do, people will wonder how you got hired to the company you started yourself.
And they'll probably,
a recipe for success.
They'll probably write letters to your newspaper about your column.
I just want to interject.
And they'll draw a comic about you.
Russ Gnarly said, Noah's brown eye looks like Rob's neck beard.
My neck beard has been shaved.
Yeah, Rob doesn't have a neck beard. The Noah part, yes.
No. Yeah, no part for sure.
Had I had a neck beard.
No, it was brown eyes surrounded by caterpillars.
No, it looks like the top of his head.
Oh. Do you have a hairy brown eye, Noah? Like,
no.
On the scapes?
No.
Is it like the Rainforest Cafe?
Like the what?
The Rainforest Cafe.
Do you wax
it's the Rainforest
butt?
Cafe.
You can eat there, but...
I like to get rid of all the hair on my body, except for a little bit.
No.
My,
but if you didn't, would you have hair on your butt?
Everyone has
not
hair.
Really. Like
trail,
like on the bottom,
trail?
I guess where like my taint area would be.
Yeah, so it would climb up through the taint.
I mean, if I would let it grow long.
Wait, do you nair the taint or you shave it?
I don't really have any. I mean, I just shave, or sometimes I'd wax.
So
that sounds familiar.
Before we get to this guy's third question and final question, I wanted to ask.
Wait
a second, thank you. I wanted to say that Noah has changed her hairstyle and looks absolutely stunning today.
Thanks,
Darren. We were saying her hair looks a little bit like Daria, maybe, but it looks like a little less poofy.
It looks garage rocky.
Yeah, very garage rocky.
It looks like you've been pumping blind.
Pumping blind. I think that's a compliment.
Is it like a Janine Garofalo?
I don't even know what that
pump
was.
Blood to my schlonger, I'll tell you that.
Oh, Darren!
Oh, it was just an easy joke. Come on.
And it's true.
Who are you calling easy?
Yeah. Okay, what was your last question? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no, it's fine. I was just wondering if you guys could thrash it or trash it, my friend's band.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it right now, Rob. Trash or thrash?
Trash.
Darren?
Trash. Oh, no, I mean, like, actually listen to it and tell us.
Trash it, Noah?
Oh, you didn't say that.
I'm going to...
Oh, sorry.
Okay,
there you have it, 2 out of 5.
And 40% is good.
You're welcome.
Oh, okay, now for some simple subtraction.
So I guess you're not going to listen to it?
Let's be honest. You think it's going to do better than 2 for 5 if we really listen to it?
All right, how many bands does your friend have?
What do you mean, how many bands? It's just one band, and all my friends are in it. And
okay.
I mean,
we're such dicks.
It's not going to do better than 2 out of 5.
But thanks for calling in. Those are some good questions. You kept it moving.
Actual good bands don't do better than 2 for 5.
I only hung up on him for the sake of comedy. Otherwise, he was a very nice call.
Yeah, I was sorry we were so mean. It was just for the lulz.
He's never going to listen to us again. You'll never hear this.
We're captivating. So. I found that article if you want to hear it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Why do we have to keep talking
about
this?
Is this what you're talking about?
The voice,
this is just
right?
Like
it's just the single that they reviewed.
No, this is like the whole... I think I'm on the wrong thing.
Yeah, I don't know. That's it.
This is it?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not that glowing. It's just like...
Oh, the one that was in there.
In the magazine.
Right. I am the root. I am the progress. I am the aggressor. James Hetfield bellows like vengeance itself in the thundering spaces between Lou Reed's dry... unpitying harangue. Jesus Christ, who the fuck wrote this? In the song of destructive passion from Lulu, the Strange Bedfellows record of the year. The full album
Strange Bedfellows
runs the gamut of Reed and Metallica's respective extremes. That's an extreme. His literary violence and love of drone. Their Wild Boy Thrash.
Wild Boy Thrash.
And crushing power chords.
Wait, are these the lyrics or an interpretation?
This is the lyrics. Does it say who wrote the review?
This is the
David
lyrics
Frick.
For the review.
Oh, God. Fuck that fucking Skeletor looking.
I see his ass walk around New York City all the time.
Yeah.
Well, he's as old as Lou Reed is.
Yeah.
He's the only person who cares about Lou Reed.
Or would say Wild Boy Thrash.
Wild
yeah,
Boy Thrash.
Very,
and crushing power. He's like the Crypt Keeper. And crushing power chord.
Basically, yeah.
But The View, with its crippled march rhythm, sudden jump to double time, and smeared blues guitar outbursts by Kirk Hammett, is an effective introduction to the logic of this collaboration. Metallica are as raw and punishing in their Motorhead-loving way as the original Velvet Underground, while the sadistic need in Reed's
who
lyrics...
Who are not raw and punishing at all.
Oh, wait, this is good. While the sadistic need in Reed's lyrics and you dare to fuck with me voice... In the, really?
You dare to fuck with me?
You dare to fuck, I say. I'll take off my top hat and clobber you. That's hold on. There was a little more to that, but he's. How does he have a dare to fuck with me voice? That's like, yeah, that's don't fuck with me. That's like my grandpa. And in this setting are real doom metal. Pain and evil have their place.
I don't care about the music part.
Pain and evil have their place sitting here beside me. He sings, armed with the badass band to make you believe him. Okay, how much did they pay for that?
Right,
yeah,
shit.
That's fucking awful.
They're a badass
that
band.
That review explains why Rolling Stone is 100% irrelevant now.
Rolling Stone
Thank
gave the
you.
Track 4 stars. The community gave it 2.5.
That's like the widest separation in history.
No, but why even 2.5? It should be a half.
Well, they probably raised
it. Or nothing.
I don't think you can do nothing.
Rob, so you thought it was going to be 0, and you upgraded it to a half.
Exactly. Exactly. If I could give it a numeric value.
But why'd you like it so much?
It had parts.
It had parts? Okay. It did have parts. A lot of parts. Too many parts. It's 80
minutes. I mean,
minutes.
I don't care about the music part. I don't.
I can't believe it's 80 minutes.
Maybe we should get to another caller.
Okay.
Who do we have here on the line now?
Hello to someone in area code 956.
95?
Oh.
What's your name?
What's
and
up,
what
guys?
Hi.
Hey.
It's Carlos. I'm calling from McAllen.
Where
way down south Texas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I have 2 questions for you guys and 1 question for Noah, just because she's a woman.
She's last.
I think I'm one.
Welcome to the Livecast Love Line. Mm-hmm. What do we got? We've got Kyle Tejas.
All right.
Really
fake.
Yeah.
Speaking of.
Go on.
First question for the guys. Okay. If a girl doesn't mosh with you, should you date her?
What?
A
couple who moshes together stays together. That's what I hear.
If the girl does mosh with you, you should run the other way once the concert's over.
Yeah. Probably a dude.
Yeah.
Probably trying to rob you.
First of all, how old are you?
I'm 18.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, I do
Does
not...
she put out?
Yeah, she sort of did, but, we sort of
So her not going into the pit is a turnoff for you?
Just because, she bitches, you know?
She bitches that you go in the pit?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's like...
What are her complaints?
But... What?
What does she say? She's just like, don't go in the pit. Or does she,
she just says that. Or, why the fuck did you go? You just left me here.
Well, first of all,
because
rude.
I'm sure that while you were there, there were 5 guys that were hitting on her, and she probably didn't want
to. Yeah, that.
But also, if you're going out with a girl that sounds like that, you should probably let her go. She sounds pretty shrill.
But or go to the shows on your own because she obviously
doesn't
want to be there.
What's with the voice?
The best advice I can give you is if this is the worst thing any girl ever bitches to you about, you're in great shape.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because that's just what women do. Women just complain and put up with it.
She probably doesn't want to go in the pit with you because she doesn't want a bunch of dude sweat to go on her in blood.
Yeah, she should be grinding on her, not other guys.
Yeah.
Unless you're into that, then that's fine, but don't have a girlfriend.
Here's the compromise, right? Some shows bring your girlfriend. Some shows go with your bros.
What kind of pits are we talking about here? Is God's metal?
Last pit I took her to was a death metal concert, and that was pretty fun. But
what are the bands?
Have you ever heard of Endless Cemetery?
Go on.
Robin,
it's a local band.
Local show. Does she like death metal?
Huh?
Does she like death metal?
Well, she says she likes death metal, but apparently, the bullshit she tells me all the time.
She doesn't like the guys at the local death metal shows because most of them are probably big and burly and drunk and haven't showered.
Just how Noah likes them.
They're more my thing.
Yeah.
I go into their armpits. I just put my face in their armpits.
Noah doesn't mosh, and everyone still loves her.
Yeah, I'm too old to mosh.
No,
or what else you could do is find another couple with a dude that likes to mosh and do like a little double date show scenario.
Yeah.
Where the two chicks hang out
swingers.
On the side.
Yeah.
Yeah, like mosh swingers.
While you and your bro throw down in the pit.
And then you and your girlfriend could double team the guy. Why not?
It's a good thing.
Is that what
good
they
thing
do?
Sure.
My girlfriend is my ex, so.
Oh, so you broke up with her?
Oh, so
yeah, I broke up with her recently.
Do you have to hang?
So what did you decide to... So was that the final straw, that you just couldn't take this? She wouldn't let you be you?
That's the only thing?
Yeah, basically.
Jesus Christ. You're very picky.
Yeah, she was a bitch, so...
Oh, she was just a bitch in general.
Yeah, she was just a bitch in general, dude.
Did she have a big rack?
Yes, indeed.
Well,
nice rack. She was 21, dude.
Oh.
Hey, look, all girls are bitches. You just got to find the right ones.
How'd
you
could have
stayed front. Just
got to keep them in line.
Hold on, he's 18 and she's 21. How'd you land that? How'd that happen?
It all started with, you want to touch my dick? And then...
And did you?
Wait, that's...
No, and then it went to me and her just messing around for... like most of our relationship, and then she popped up with, do you care about me? And then that's when I should have just said,
no.
I just care about your boobs and your snatch.
Well, true. You really shouldn't just say that. That's, you know,
you should say it a little.
Say that with your eyes, but with your mouth, say yes, I love you.
No, or say it
to the snatch.
No.
Say it in a card. Does Hallmark have that?
Yeah, Hallmark has that card. Care about you. I care about your boobs and snatch.
The one thing I like about you is your mouth when it's moving.
This is to say you're the perfect catch. I don't like you, but I love your snatch.
Poetry in motion.
I should make fun.
That's awesome.
Your other question.
Okay, question number two. What do you guys think about the contortionists?
They're cool. I saw them live. They're not bad. They definitely are inspired by Between the Buried and Me. So it's pretty crazy to see that because I just saw Between the Buried and Me go from a band that nobody knows about to like a really big band to the point of they're now influencing bands. So it's a little.
Yeah.
But they're cool.
Yeah. Well, do you guys think that they're starting a new genre or are they sort of just, you know, doing underlying thing that's already been done?
Is this your first time listening to the show? This is like way too much music.
First of all,
time.
Why are you asking us? You should be asking Metal Sanaz.
Well,
I live in a desert town, man. There's fucking nothing to do here. So, yeah.
We don't mind answering music questions. It just throws us off a little.
Whoa, now I got to think of that.
Yeah, we just smoked.
Yeah.
So,
it's too hard. Next question.
All right. For
Noah.
Okay.
Condom or no condom?
Oh God. Well, the proper answer to give you is condom all the time, but
right.
The truth is no condom
right.
all the time.
But how long before you start dating? After you start dating a guy, do you get rid of the condom?
No, she just said she doesn't use it ever.
No.
No. I've used it when I was younger, but...
You never use it now? I missed a strong heart.
Darren's losing a lot of respect for you.
If it's a guy that you just meet and you hook up with, you use a condom. But
yeah, you. Now let's leave him out.
Me, I prefer no condom.
Uh-huh.
But if I just, like, if I'm just hooking up with a random guy, then I definitely
use one. I think everyone prefers no condom.
I think after, like, after the
time.
But... in the previous relationship, it was just like right away. I was like, no, I don't want to use a condom.
Okay.
Was that when you and Sean boned?
I never. No.
That wasn't a relationship, though.
Oh, okay.
I heard a pause.
Wham,
there.
Bam, thank you, ma'am.
Okay. Is that it?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you for calling. Now, I just want to read something from the chat here. That says, from Piss Mops, he says, he wants Sid to expound on his pussy eating technique.
Oh.
Really? Where is this? I don't see this.
I let it go because the guy was talking. It's a little back.
You just be into it. Go crazy. I don't have
I know,
like any specific pattern.
Do you use your tongue,
anything.
Sid?
Yes.
What
do
kind
you
of
stick the
do
tongue
you...
in the vagina?
No.
You
do
tongue
the clit. Fuck her?
I work the clit.
What about the pee hole?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Do you use your mouth and your fingers?
No, I usually don't have to.
Don't have to what? Use your fingers?
Yeah.
You don't like to finger grow while you're
I don't mind it, but it's usually not necessary.
What about
you
the
do
butthole?
The come here?
Sometimes not.
The come
not.
Here?
The fish hook?
Yeah. The G-spot fish hook, that's right.
Poke out the pussy?
You eat the butt?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm.
Have you ever encountered any brown patches back
there? Yeah, like a dingleberry.
Well, usually the lights are off, so you can't really tell.
Well, you
what
can
about
like,
taste?
No, I've never smelled or tasted it.
Have had a little fudge surprise?
Thankfully, no.
Darren, have you?
No. I rarely have eaten the asshole, though.
Sean?
I have eaten a lot of ass, but I have no poo.
Yeah.
What about, like, what's your technique for eating assholes? Do you stick your tongue in there?
Sometimes.
Why not?
Do you go, but you go like whole hog right away, or do you test the water?
No, you got to test the water first. I'm like crazy.
Do you
dip
look color? Around?
First, you put like a speculum in there, and you kind of check it out.
Wait, they want a sip technique. Hold on.
If you do that, you might loosen up something that didn't need loosening up.
You put like a couple tennis balls in there.
The
like
fucking the torpedo comes down the chute and hits you in the nose.
Yeah, exactly. It's like that scene in Raiders of the Lost Ark.
You got a turd boulder coming at you.
Exactly. You got to be careful. I just
see Sid as Indiana Jones now running from
a
shit boulder. Yeah.
It's a fedora.
Giant butt.
A giant shit boulder leaving a streak down the hill.
If only we had the budget for this, we could film this. It would be fantastic.
I hate snakes and shit.
Well, I guess it could be like worms. Like she could have worms instead of snakes.
Oh, parasites.
Yeah.
Oh, like pinworms.
Fucking girl are you dating? Sean, ever find any worms?
No, but a buddy of mine actually recently told me that he has pinworms. I had no idea what the fuck they were. It disgusted me.
Is that like
really disgusted me?
That should be the name of your band.
Pinworms? That's actually not that bad.
Yeah.
I actually like pinworms.
Is that the worms are in the shit or what? What is that?
I think they're in the butthole or something, and they have to like rub some kind of ointment on there to have them like come out to the surface, and they get like pulling. It's like this whole process, and it's just it's like a parasite. It's just like a parasite, but
it's
on your butthole.
And tapeworm too. You're supposed to shit out.
And it could be like fucking 3 feet long.
Yeah.
Well, I had a friend who I guess his dog had a tapeworm or something, and he told me that I guess he was fucking with me, but he told me that they put an apple by the dog's asshole. And they wait till the tapeworm pokes his head out, and they
That's
smash it with a mallet.
Can you believe
the size
it?
Of a garter
that,
snake?
Well, I think I was like fucking 10 or something.
Why are who's telling you these kinds of stories when you're 10?
Is that like an Adam and Eve reference?
That's what we talk about.
That's like the kid that told me you get a woman pregnant by peeing in her butthole.
Oh man, I knew a guy that did that to a girl. I'm a camp counselor.
Like he peed in her butt?
He peed in her vagina.
Oh, well, that's different.
Like, intentionally, though, just to, like,
hot.
Prank her. Yeah. Disgusting. It could fucking ruin her whole, like, body.
Day.
Why?
Day. It's just urine.
You go swimming in public
kidding?
Pools. People pee in there all the time.
Darren doesn't.
The piss doesn't. No, that doesn't bother me for whatever reason. I don't have, like, it's weird. I don't have specific.
Because it's watered down?
No, it's not. I don't have germophobia in general. There's, like, certain irrational things that I just don't like.
Like pee in a pussy?
Like, Well, no, to me, that's just gross. It's mean.
But
peeing in a butthole is more extreme.
You can get all kinds of infections with that. Like, there's open, like, it goes right into your bloodstream and stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm. I Googled
pee in the bloodstream? You mean you've never shot a pee in your bloodstream?
Never.
Like, directly?
Didn't Miley Crew do that?
Mainline?
Mainline urine?
Mainline urine? When you're out of the Heron?
It's not H, it's P.
All right, let's quickly take this call before our music break.
All right.
Who do we have on the line? What's the area code?
860, sorry.
860.
You're the one.
One.
No.
No, are you there? Come on, we hear you. But yeah, we still hear you. If you're on the phone, say something.
You're
all right.
It sounds like he's got his volume down.
He's out of here.
Drop on
That's
him.
It. He's done. All right, we're going to take a music break right now. And when we come back, we will have on the phone Vincent Bennett of the Acacia Strain. It's going to be very exciting.
And by the way, someone in the chat just, I've been wanting to address this briefly. I know we're going to a break, but someone just said, can we call in and tell him he sucks or why do people hate his band? Yes, you can, but no one ever fucking does it. Right? I mean, we don't...
I don't think he'll care if people...
Yeah, you're allowed to. It's free speech. I mean, I don't agree with
they
you doing that.
They probably expect some of that.
Right.
You'd think it's an open forum. You could call... They just have something interesting to say.
Right. Don't just call up and go, you're a dick or you suck. I mean, if you have an actual criticism, feel free to bring it up. But I feel like people always say, I'm going to say this, this, and that, and then they puss out.
Oh, so yep. Are you calling out these people to call out Vincent Bennett?
If... Don't just call up and prank him and you're a dick and this and that. But if you really have something to add to the conversation, sure.
Yeah, this is an issue I've had with our peoples here for a while now. Because we'd have a band on the show or a guy from a band and they'd always in the comments and stuff before the show.
Hey,
this band sucks. Why do you have this band on? This band's terrible for this reason and that reason. I'm always – I reply. I'm like, all right, call up and tell them.
Sure.
Let's have a discussion about this. And they never, ever, ever do.
Say it to his face. That's all I say.
Be interesting.
Over the phone.
Or your
radio.
Phone.
Yeah. All right.
Well, having said that.
Yes.
Go to the music break. And we're going to start the music break with two bands who are playing our second annual CMJ Showcase this Friday.
I'm going to be there. Rob's going to be there.
We're presenting it with Metal
on
Suck.
Saturday?
On Friday. Friday night?
We'll see.
Okay.
Anyway,
we're presenting.
Very important things to do.
Can I finish here? Thanks. Great. So we're presenting the show with Metal Sucks and 1,000 Knives, headlined by Skeleton Witch, who, unlike Sean, I think
blows.
Are awesome. I think they're great.
There's a hotter ginger than Sean.
And,
he's just jealous.
And
just know that
shut up.
You might get stuck behind Rob, and then you're not going to see any of the show.
Someone might be coming again.
He'll
be coming.
No, it's Shabbos, so he won't be coming. And Queller Tech will be playing their first time in New York. It's going to be really, really awesome. Queller Tech.
Are you
going to
play a Queller Tech song now?
Yes.
Are you getting Lonnie on the guest list?
I'm going to be.
Because then you can promote that as, you know, Lonnie from the show is also going to be there.
Lonnie will be there.
There you go. Who knows? Maybe that gets one extra person to show up. You need all the help.
What about
now,
that guy that was
Shlomo
on our
Schwarzenegger? No, let's start with Queller Tech. This is a song they just made a video for, which you can also watch on Metal Injection. This is Bloodthorst. We'll be back with Vincent Bennett of the Acacia Strain.
Come on, 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 come on
This is Chuck Blandington with a special bulletin. If you live on the east coast of the U.S., that blackout you just experienced was due to Noah pleasuring herself with her new industrial strength shower massager. You're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast. Hey Scott Ian, instead of playing in front of 40,000 people who were killing time waiting to see someone else, you could have been listening to archived episodes of the Metal Injection Livecast at metalinjection.net. You schmuck. This is Chuck Blandington with a special bulletin. If you live on the east coast of the U.S., that blackout you just experienced was due to Noah pleasuring herself with her new industrial strength shower massager. You're listening to the Metal Injection live cast.
Hello. go.
This is your announcer, Chuck Landington. Now that we are done listening to a bunch of songs Rob would like to convince you he actually likes, it's time to return to the Metal Injection live cast. Here we go.
All right, we are back for hour number two. And as promised, right now we have on the line with us the frontman of the Acacia Strain, Vincent Bennett. Vincent, are you there?
Hello?
Hey, you're on.
Is that a robot?
With that's our announcer, Chuck Blandington. He is indeed a robot.
Sounds like a butthole.
He's definitely a butthole. I want to remind all of our listeners that you can call in and ask Vincent a question by dialing 646-929-1357. There were a few haters in the chat that said they were going to call in and start some shit. We'll see if they have the ball. Are you ready for that?
I was actually counting on it.
See, he knew. He knew what's up. Cool. Well, you guys just toured Japan, right, and a bunch of other countries that are not America.
Yeah, it was Australia, Thailand, Indonesia, the Philippines, and Japan.
Actually, we have a large audience in all those countries. We're morning drive radio for most of them.
Yeah, we have callers in Australia. It's true. And what I want to know is who had the best toilets?
Japan.
Mm. Now, you're a big guy. Did you fit in Japan?
Barely.
What, like into the country are you asking him? What
well,
you
I mean,
saying?
Like, you
are
know.
Did he create a tsunami when he entered?
No, the hotel rooms are real small. And I definitely hit my head going into some places.
Yeah, it must be annoying. But was Japan pretty much like the coolest place you toured?
Yeah, I mean, I've been there before. Like, we toured there before, and it's always awesome. Like, we had a couple new guys with us this time, and we were just, like, telling them all the things they're going to see, and they didn't believe us. It was like, it's like a different planet, you know?
Yeah.
The toilets you brought up are, they have heated seats with a deodorizer, and you can press a button, and water shoots directly up your ass.
Hold on. Oh, a deodorizer, like, for the air in the room. I thought, like, it spritzes you, so you don't...
No, but... The deodorizer goes into the toilet. It doesn't go, like, all over the room. It's weird. It's real weird.
It's like a poopery.
Yeah.
And it's labeled on the toilet as a powerful deodorizer.
Nice.
They're very confident about their deodorizers there.
It works. I didn't smell anything.
Now, what about were the people at the shows, were they, like, singing along with you? I'm sure... Japanese people speak English, right? They were chant along.
Some do. There's like a lot of they know the vocal patterns. Mm-hmm. They don't know English, so they just kind of fish mouth it,
right,
or yell nonsense, which is, I guess, that's fine. That's understandable there, but a little less understandable here.
I see. And you are about to go on tour in the U.S.
I am.
A bunch of bands, Terror, Straight from the Path, some other bands I can't remember.
Harm's Way,
there we go.
Rob, yeah. check Wikipedia, quick.
And, no, I just went to the source.
Oh.
He told me.
Is that a teenage boy? Who is that?
That's Sid.
You flatter me, sir. You flatter me.
He's
a 13-year-old.
I look like you, but fatter and balder.
And shorter.
So that's what everyone says.
You must get that a lot. So we have some callers.
Oh my god!
And we're going to make this happen. Who do we have?
Warning: they're going to be mostly 13-year-old boys.
That's what I was hoping for.
Okay, we're going to go. We're going to talk
Japan.
To James.
James
wants to ask you a question.
831, James, you're on the air.
Oh, hello again, guys.
Hello.
Oh, I just wanted to ask Mr. Bennett over here. I've gone to see them at Warped Tour and everything, and I've noticed that there's a big sort of difference between people who like the Acacia Strain and people who don't. And I was just wondering how Vincent deals with a lot of the hate and things like that.
It's just you gotta be like a duck, you know, just have it. Wash off your back like water. No big deal. No matter what you do, people are gonna fucking hate you. You know? So just got to deal with it. I don't care. I'm doing what I like. I'm not doing this to please others, you know?
I see.
There you go. Use those words of encouragement for your life. You know? Just don't care about the haters.
Really don't.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like I dish out enough hate that I'm going to get a lot back. So it's no big deal.
Okay, we have Eggers on the line. A long time.
Eggers. Hey, Vincent, what's up?
What's up?
I got two questions for you, and the first one is, how about we get your side on the story? We all know that your drummer recently left and started calling all you guys druggies, and you kicked him out for his drug abuse.
Whoa.
That's a different band, pal.
Yeah, I know. That's not actually my serious question. What I was going to ask you was...
Conviction.
The first of many.
Well, but my serious question is going to be, through touring, have you found any bands that you have grown to like through touring that may be exploring outside of the genre that you guys play?
Oh, definitely. I've been doing this for a long time, and, you know, it's like I play a certain kind of music, and it kind of gets, I'm not going to say old fast, but you listen to a lot of it, so it's good to kind of stray away from that sometimes. You know, I need a break from all the super loud noise sometimes, you know. So there's a bunch of bands out there. There's this band that just came out with a record not too long ago called Balance and Composure, and they're pretty much the exact opposite of what the Acacia Strain is. And then we toured the band that I honestly never really liked before. We toured them on Warped Tour called Set Your Goals, and they just like it becomes like more than music once you tour the band. You know, it's the memories and the songs they play on the road remind you of certain things, and it's kind of like you like the songs because of what they become for you, you know, the memories that you make because of those songs and stuff like that.
Like a Wonder Years thing.
Kind of like, yeah, that's another band that we toured with. I was like really liked after we toured them. You know, it's really important to keep an open mind, and it's really important not just like one kind of music. You gotta span the genres, you know.
You found any from in the more underground extreme?
Stop hogging.
Get your own podcast.
Yeah, stop hogging.
Wow.
Two questions.
Listen, Barbara Walters.
Listen to Twitching Tongues.
There you go. Well, we have the lines are blowing up for you, Vincent. That's why we want to keep this moving.
Because everyone wants to tell me to fuck off. That's why.
Right now we have Ian on the line. Ian, are you
Hello?
There?
Hi, Ian.
Hey, I have two questions for you. One is, one of your songs off Consonant, I can't think of the name offhand, but you said you call me Vince one more time and I'm going to rip your fucking head off. Why don't you like being called Vince?
It's like one of those things. I just don't like it. I mean, I don't know. It's people automatically go for the nickname, and I'm not a big nickname guy, and I get called Vince a lot when I introduce myself as Vincent, and it's not, it's, you know, I just put it in the song because it was like kind of a joke. You know, it's kind of funny to say that, and people take me super seriously, but if you feel like calling me Vincent, that's cool too.
What about
V-Dog? And the other
V-Dog.
One is, you guys, like, how did you feel about, like, being put on Warped Tour? Because you guys were different. And would you ever do it again?
We got put on Warped Tour. It was kind of like a badge of honor, you know, like so many bands in the past have done it, bands, you know, like Hatebreed and stuff like that. And it was kind of cool to be a part of it. And, we got treated really well, but at the same time, we couldn't help but feel like, you know, the outcast redheaded stepchild of the whole tour just because of who we were and, you know, lyrical content and stuff like that. I mean, if we got asked to do it again, I don't know. I really don't know. If it happens, we'll see what happens. But it was the longest summer of my life. You know, it was 2 months, shows every single day, 12-hour drives, just being around some of the most annoying people you'll ever meet in your entire life. It's a real trying experience.
All right.
I don't know if I would ever do it again.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, thank
thanks
you.
For calling in, Ian. Did you feel while playing, though, that you played for people that normally wouldn't check you guys out and maybe converted some kids into listening to some harder music or heavier music?
I really hope so. That's why we did it in the first place, is to kind of take the kids that were there for certain bands and give them some sort of wake-up call, you know, not necessarily to our kind of music, but to different kinds of music altogether. You know, there's other things out there besides Sum 41.
It's true. And now
a Simple Plan. There's that too.
Well, no, there is no other band than Simple. There's only Simple Plan.
It's true. In my heart.
What was the worst band on Warped Tour that you were with?
Do I have to say that? I can get in trouble for this shit.
I mean, and no one listens to this. Only the millions of listeners worldwide.
Is there a worst, that's the hardest thing about this question is the picking the worst.
There's so many,
there
right?
Probably, and this is being generous, 10 bands out of 75 that I could stand.
But did they suck as, like, people, too, or just their music?
Most of the bands, if you listen to a band and that was on Warped Tour and you're like, damn, this band sucks, they probably sucked as people, too.
Who were, like, the big headlining bands the year you were on?
Less Than Jake, Day to Remember, Devil Wears Prada, August Burns Red, Gym Class Heroes. There were a lot of – those were the big headliners, but – see, most of the bands that I just named, the people in the bands are really cool. It's just the bands that thought they were headliners, you know, the bands on the smaller stages that thought they deserved more, those are the bands that you had to look out for.
Right. Hmm. Interesting. And it must have been really crowded, like, with all of those bands and all their merch people, and it just must have been like a traveling circus, basically, right?
It's 100% a traveling circus with a freak show. It's these people are just delusional, and I'm not just talking about the people in the crowd. I'm talking about the people in the bands are 100% not of this world. They're not. They don't live on the same wavelengths as we do. You know, they wear T-shirts. They party for a living, and fucking they're just ridiculous human beings.
So, like, do you basically just hang out outside of your van the whole day until you play? Or, like, what is there to do while at Warped Tour? Because you basically have to go there and wait until you play and just hang out the whole day, right?
That's what it is. What we did was we set up a tent behind our trailer. We had lawn chairs. We just basically hung out all day. Every once in a while, we'd go to watch a band. That band was usually Bad Rabbits. And we would play, and we would eat, and that's it. It's a really long summer. If you're not a huge party animal, and we're not, you know, we don't start drinking at noon like every other band on the tour did. So we kind of had, it was interesting.
So when do you start drinking, Vincent?
Not yet.
Have you never drank, or was this like you tried it out and it wasn't for you?
My dad gave me a sip of beer when I was 8, and that was about it. My dad was also an alcoholic, so that's kind of what pushed me towards the lifestyle that I have right now, the straight edge.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we have another person who would like to ask you a question.
Uh-oh.
All right. I mean, it's a man. It's a male.
Yes, and his name is Jason. Hi,
no,
Jason.
No, I could recite his question for him, just so it's at least a female voice.
Well, he'd have to say
no,
it.
No. Hello, Jason. I'm watching one of your movies right now.
Sweet.
So what's your question?
Jason? Yes, I'm here. Anyways, V-Dog, I would first have to say fuck off. And what do you think of the whole Amir stealing your sound or A Kiss of Strain stealing Amir's sound? Yeah.
Couldn't think of a better question than that.
Yeah, that's just...
It's over with, man. Where have you been?
Yeah.
He probably doesn't have the internet.
Oh.
And how's he listening to the show?
You can call in.
How do you get the number?
Yeah, that shit's been over with for a while. That stopped maybe 4 years ago.
Would you say you guys are bros now? Like, you would invite him to your baby shower and stuff? If you had a baby.
I'm friends with Mike, the guitar player. He's a really nice guy.
Okay.
We hang out sometimes, you know. No big deal. He comes to my house. I have barbecues, and sometimes he comes.
Do you let him grill, though? Do you let him touch the grill?
No one touches the grill with me. It's my house.
That's true.
Fair.
You don't touch a man's grill.
Well, just that's a sign of closeness, though. If he's like, all right, I got to go to the bathroom. You want to handle this for a minute? Then that's trust. Yeah, you haven't gone there yet.
No. Right. Not at all. Not with anybody, actually. I just let it burn.
Right on.
Well, you have another fan who wants to touch your grill.
What?
And his name is Matt.
Hey.
Vincent.
Hi, Matt.
Bro, I'm a fucking hero, man.
Thanks, dude.
Can't wait to fucking see you next week.
Not Barack Obama or Arnold Schwarzenegger to me?
No, fuck all them, you, man.
Thank you, dude. Where are you going to come see us?
At your house.
I'll land on Liberty.
Columbus,
Ohio.
Ohio. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Nice.
For the fourth time.
That's awesome. It's going to be a good time.
Fuck yeah, baby.
Oh, my God. Is
Matt, what's your favorite part about the Acacia Strain?
Everything.
I just want to know, like, what's his favorite part?
The light show.
Like, the people, the music. What is it?
I'm not Grateful Dead.
I like the dancing.
Yeah, the dancing. I love that part.
Hell yeah. It's good to hear a caller that just wants to tell me I'm nice.
And then he can't wait to see you.
And that's it. Well, thanks for calling in, Matt.
Thank you, Matt. I'll see you in Columbus, Matt. Come say hi.
All right. We have another caller. This one, unscreened. Uh-oh. 407.
No.
407. Are you there?
Hey.
Hey, who's this?
This is Jeremy.
What's your name, Jeremy? Can you lower your speakers?
Oh, yeah. There you go. Hey, I have a question for Vincent.
What's up?
I noticed in the goddamn tour video you mentioned Orlando.
Yeah.
Yeah, why did you mention my city like that?
I was just spitting off the top of the dome, as the rappers say. I didn't have lines or anything. I was just thinking of cities.
Yeah, I saw you guys at Warped Tour Orlando, and it's pretty awesome. And I wish you guys were coming back. You guys should do that more often.
I would love to, man. I love Orlando. It's hot as shit playing the back.
Oh, yeah. I almost died that day.
Dude, the back booth shows are some of the best shows we've ever played. Our old bass player threw up on the floor, and some kid two-stepped right through it and fell on his face.
Sounds like Orlando to me.
I would love to come back to Orlando. So this is what you have to do, because we only go where people we're booked. So what you have to do is tell your local promoters that you want us to come there, and we will.
All right, I'll definitely do that.
Do it.
All right, man. Thanks.
Thanks for your call.
I have a question.
Oh, what's your question, Sean?
When are we going to hear some more cock punch?
You're asking the wrong guy. I have 100 fucking different songs full of I just have lyrics. Just pages and pages of lyrics, but there's no music to put it to because my guitar players are lazy. So you can interview them next week.
Awesome.
Oh, nice. If you're looking for a job in program directing, we have room. If you want to
tell us their phone numbers right now, we'll write them down.
All right, we have...
Let's have one final caller so we can let Vincent get back to his...
I'm watching Friday the 13th Part 6 is what I'm doing right now.
Joe.
Am I on?
Yes.
Is that your real name?
Yeah. What's up, Vin Diesel?
What's up?
I was going to say I'm a big fan. I don't know. I'm real nervous right now. I don't know what to say right now. I just want to say it's good. It's great to talk to you.
Thank you. Lindsay, you have a very... Where are you from, man?
I'm from Morristown, Pennsylvania.
Where's that? That's
in
a good...
Pennsylvania.
That's good.
That's in the Northeast.
I like your accent.
Hey, thanks, Big Daddy V. I appreciate that.
That's excellent.
All right, Vinberger.
All right.
Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, man.
All right. I don't know.
What
the hell
was
that?
No questions. I asked him the questions.
You handled that like a pro, man.
It was a reverse interview.
We have some pretty crazy listeners.
All right.
I don't know if you've seen like the super fan section of our DVD, but it's pretty interesting. That's what I was expecting more people calling up and telling me that I suck and
was that
I'm fat.
For your new DVD?
What? No, our old DVD. I'm just saying, like, some people.
Are you doing
anything? They get real nervous in the spotlight. Just.
They just call you Big Daddy V.
That was cool. I want to meet that Joe guy and take him out for a cheeseburger. Joe, if you're still listening, I don't know where Morristown is. If it's near Philadelphia, but next time I'm in Philly, come find me. I'll buy you a cheeseburger.
Or a Vinburger.
A Vinburger.
All right. Well, thanks again for calling in. And if you should check out the tour dates for the goddamn tour, it's hitting a bunch of towns. Tour starts on the 26th in Albany and wraps up in Syracuse. So are you just going from
staying in the state?
What state
is that?
Because it's taking us a month to drive from Albany to Syracuse, is what it is.
Well, you're stopping at each of the Finger Lakes.
Yes.
You're taking the really long route.
They're going by Pony Express.
Also, we are giving away a guitar, courtesy of the Acacia Strain, as part of a Halloween costume contest.
Can I win that?
If you have a cool costume this year, we can give you one.
Is it a first act guitar from Walmart?
Wait,
it's an ESP guitar.
Where is this?
It's on metalinjection.net.
So I could just get like a photo of a really awesome fucking costume and email.
Yeah, you could pretty much fake it.
Here's my awesome costume.
I should probably add.
You can't win.
Yeah, you're affiliated.
Well, you don't know. I can make a fake fucking junkie account.
But
I'm going to mail it to your house.
Then
you
I'm
going
to be like, I need your address to send you this guitar.
I'll give you my parents' address.
Well, then, now we know your plan.
Yeah.
And it will not work.
Now you just gave away the best idea ever, so everyone's going to use that.
Yeah, it's over now. Do you have an awesome Halloween costume ready to go?
Who, me?
Yeah, or you haven't thought of it yet?
No, I was thinking of printing out the Forever Alone face and just wearing it.
Yes.
I'm into it. Well, all right.
Yeah.
We're going to let you go. Thanks again for taking some time to talk to us.
Thank you, guys.
You know, we're going to take a music break, and we wanted to play some Acacia Strain. Do you have a favorite off the last?
Don't do that.
Oh, don't.
Just play Falcon.
Favorite off the last record? Play Bay of Pigs, because this is the longest one, I think.
Yeah. Wow, what a great self-promoter. All right, here we go. Bay of Pigs. Once again, thanks, Vincent. Here's the Acacia Strain on the Metal Injection Livecast.
Thanks, guys.
We'll be right back.
cold and blame. Crying soft as red flash of pain. Someone's tears of dire desire. Thin in light and strong side quiet.
Your announcer, Chuck Flandington. You're listening to the show that would have the largest average penis size of any podcast on the internet, if it wasn't for one person throwing off the average. Thanks a lot, Noah. It's the Metal Injection Live Cast.
All right,
Noah got offended. Yes, Noah, your penis is small.
We're back. We got a little bit more time left.
My penis is interchangeable. I can change the size.
And we do have a caller.
Whoa, and the keyboard drip.
Let's take the caller. Who do we have on the line, Noah? Or I could do it. It's 614. 614, you're on the air.
No, they're not. Now they're.
Hello?
Thanks. Thanks, Sean.
No problem.
I see it on my screen, too. It's crazy.
Oh.
Okay. 614, what's your name and where are you from?
Okay. From Columbus, Ohio.
What's going on, man?
Is this Vincent? Oh, shit.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Hey, man, me. It's Vincent.
I just wanted to say thanks for bringing what you do to the music scene and not fucking everything up.
My pleasure, man. That's my job.
Dude, fucking good. Thanks for staying true and not dropping out.
Yeah, man, all these fucking poser bands and shit. We're never going to do that. We're real. We're for real. We're the reals. By the way, feel free to call me Vinberger.
Nah, you hate that.
By the way, I'm going to break this news here while I got my fan on the line. Our next album is a prog album, some prog rock. Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Get out of here. But you guys are hardcore bad.
I know, but we feel like we need to switch it up. You know, we need to really switch it up and do go in a different
direction.
What about the rumors that you're going to work with Lou Reed?
Yeah, that's true, too. Dude, we have a little I brought a little clip of that. Here it is. You want to hear it?
Yeah, please.
This is our prog album with Lou Reed. Here it is. Throw it. Yeah, that's all I can play you right
sounds
now.
Sounds a little familiar.
I'll play you a little. Here it is.
No, that definitely sounds familiar. But
what do you think about it, Carla?
Oh, I love it.
All right. You're looking forward to their prog album?
I'm really looking forward to it.
Are you looking forward to it?
I think the keyboard's ruined.
All right, thanks for being a true fan. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. We have another caller. Caller, you're on the air. 966. I don't know. This might be a Skype call. Hello, caller. If you're on hold with the live cast,
and your
speak.
Phone has too many numbers.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi.
Yeah, this is Niazi.
Who is this?
The guy from Saudi Arabia.
Oh, Arabian guy.
Uh oh.
Didn't he win a Milky Award?
Maybe. What's up?
No, I didn't win anything.
I didn't win. Sorry. Way to rub it in, Darren.
Should have. What's going on, man?
Yeah, I have a question for Rob.
That's me.
It's our daddy.
Yeah, when are you going to do the HD videos?
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, because it's 2012.
What's
get with the time.
Wait,
in the corner.
Wait, what did you say? What was the last thing you said?
2012 is on the corner.
2012 is around the corner.
I didn't know they had HD in Saudi Arabia. Is that true?
That's where it was
it's
invented.
A series of two.
Man, it's the 21st century.
Yeah, don't insult his country because you can't get with the times.
We are actually actively working on that, and that should really, hopefully by the end of the year, we're going to do that because we actually just upgraded our equipment to HD.
Hey, Niazi, ask him a question for me, please. Can you?
Okay. Yeah.
Ask him when he's going to finish updating the live cast page.
Well, he had his own question. He was just about to go ahead with that.
Well, as I told Noah earlier this week when she asked me about it, I said that would also be done by the end of the year.
I didn't ask you earlier this week.
Yes, you did. We talked about this. How dare you?
Let's keep it for up there.
Niazi, are you the ambassador that the Iranians wanted to blow up with the help from the Mexican
Oh, come
person?
On.
I really don't think he's that guy.
You never know.
No, I'm not.
Do you know the guy?
Stop that.
No, I don't know.
Down the street.
It's possible. I don't
know. I see him. I saw him. He didn't look Saudi.
Do you think he deserves to be blown up? Like, whose side are you on?
He's a Saudi poser, he just said.
Well, he went to Saudi.
No, I don't think he deserves to be blown up.
Okay, fair enough.
So you're on the record, you're anti-terrorism.
No, I'm not.
No, but you're
Oh, I wouldn't go that far. Now, do you know that Rob is half Iranian? So right now, this is like you got straight beef going on here. You know?
No, it's a summit.
He's half Iranian. He's half Jew.
I'm actually full Jew.
He doesn't care about this. Oh, what? Click.
The worst of both worlds.
By the way, some of our listeners in the chat are requesting you to do a full-on Arabian shriek.
Oh, come on.
Would you be Niazi or Rob? No. Would either one of you be willing to do this? No, Rob, no. Niazi, would you?
What's the Arabian shriek mean?
No, like the war path. Like, I don't want to do it because I'll do it wrong. I'd be ethnically insensitive.
Yeah, like that.
Do a little more.
Yeah. I don't know how.
Okay, wait. I have an idea.
I'm not Arabian.
What are you?
My ancestors were Russian. Actually,
you're from Russia, but you live in Saudi Arabia.
No, my ancestor, my grandfather is from Russia.
Okay.
What
made you move to Saudi Arabia?
I don't know. Ask him.
Is he still alive?
So tell us about where do you live? Like what town?
I live in Medina.
What's your address? How could people visit?
What? No.
Where can people send
them? I'm
going
to move to. In a few months, I'm going to the States.
Yes.
I study.
Good. You can stay here. Don't get out of that.
That's he can stay with you.
No, not here. Not in my.
Yeah, I'm going to the States in a few months.
Where are you going?
Alabama.
United States.
Iowa or Nebraska. If they live with Guillermo.
Indiana.
Oh, Indiana.
I was born in the States.
Well, Indiana's a little bit more.
Yeah.
You got a basketball scholarship?
Or do you like corn?
Jeez.
No, I have
Indiana that we can name, right? Were you born in a small town?
Let the man speak.
R-O-C-K.
So what are you going to be studying?
These people talking, I didn't understand.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, that's the reason.
Neither do we.
No one needs to learn from that.
So,
yeah, question one of a time.
What are you going to study when you come to the U.S. of A?
Network. I'm going to continue my study in networking.
Networking? So like IT stuff basically?
No, social skills.
Oh, social networking.
Going to parties.
No, Cisco.
No, actual nerdy networking.
I know.
So,
yeah.
This is no time for jokes. What is this, a comedy show?
Yeah.
Question. Are you excited to get out of the hellhole that is Saudi Arabia and into a real country?
No. I've been out of Saudi Arabia before.
Oh, okay. Where have you been?
Kuwait.
Saudi Arabia is a hellhole for everyone.
Yeah.
America, Europe.
You're doing fine.
But he's studying New York, he said, if you would let him
Dubai.
Speak. Dubai. Dubai, okay.
It's not so different. The people are the same.
Yeah, so you live in a town with, it's not, you know.
He doesn't live in, like, a desert and then the next person.
Well,
I didn't say he lived in a desert. I just mean that it's a restrictive country.
Oh. Do you find yourself being restricted? What's like the metal scene like in Saudi Arabia?
One at a time, Rob. One question.
Yeah,
it's underground, really.
It's underground.
But it's getting attention. There's some few gigs here and there, and the government start to give us some recognition.
I just want to say, you sound like a Saudi trying to do a Russian accent right now. It's kind of endearing.
No, that's my accent.
Maybe he can do a bumper for us.
Yes, I was trying to get him to do that before, but everyone just kept talking.
So anyway. No.
God forbid on a podcast that's all talk, we actually
talk. At the same time.
That hasn't happened. I don't know what you're talking about. but that's probably because I tune the rest of you out, so it's always just me talking.
Makes sense.
I don't know if you were listening earlier, but apparently if you want the Acacia Strain to play your town, all you have to do is tell your local promoter that you want them to show up, and they'll show up. So
I don't like the Acacia Strain.
Oh, man. Oh. You don't like VD? You don't like Vin Daddy?
Yeah, he sounds like a nice guy, but I don't like the music.
What do you prefer?
What do you listen to?
The Occasional Stain.
Death metal, all the death metal, thrash metal, and classic like Black Sabbath and Iron Maiden.
Do you like Deicide?
Deicide?
Yeah.
Okay. Not my favorite. It's
what are some of your favorites?
Necrophagist, Suffocation, Dying Fetus. Kind of a corpse.
Now. How old are you?
Relation. I'm 23.
23?
Yeah.
I see.
You're just going to college.
Aren't 23-year-old guys in the Middle East, like at 23, aren't you guys married with like three wives?
He's progressive.
Getting
he's
your
two
feet wives.
He's like, racist,
yeah.
Oh, I feel like he's a little, you know.
He's
he
a rebel.
Be further ahead in life.
How do you know he is?
Wow.
I don't have money for marriage.
Oh. Okay, then Saudi Arabia is a hellhole for you if you don't have money.
That's true.
Sorry.
All right, we're going to ask you to cut a promo. All right, you ready?
Promo?
Yeah, we want to play this.
What do you want me to say?
My name is Niazi from Saudi Arabia. And I'm risking having my ears cut off by listening to the Metal Injection live cast.
Okay. You getting fixed or no fix?
Wait, what? Oh, no, you don't have to say
it. I say you're getting your fix, or I don't say it?
No, that's for the video side.
There's a copyright.
We try to rebrand. We try to separate
branding. And there's a copyright issue with that.
All right. My name is Niazi.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
My name is Niazi from Saudi Arabia, and you're listening to the Metal Injection Live, guys.
That's at the punchline.
I'm also risking my ears.
All right, hold on. My name is Niazi from Saudi Arabia, and I'm risking having my ears cut off by listening to the Metal Injection.
But I'm not risking my ears getting
cut off.
That's
a joke, for God's sake.
He doesn't like the stereo.
All right, then you lost your chance to have a promo then, buddy.
We can still use the first part. It's okay.
How about we overdub me in saying that? I'm risking my life by listening to the Metal Injection Podcast.
What is the Iron
Do you want to say something in Arabic?
I am sitting... No, you'll probably curse us all out because we're Jewish.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to curse. I'm going to say Habibi.
Habibi. Go ahead. Go.
Okay. This is Niazi. You're listening to the Metal Injection Podcast. Thanks, Habibi.
That's not good. That didn't pass muster. How about Niazi from Saudi Arabia sitting on a camel?
I don't know how to do promos. I suck at this.
It's all right.
Darren does a better Saudi accent than this kid.
This is Niazi.
This is Niazi, and you're listening to the Metal Injection Live Cat.
That is enough. I just like him. That's like when Rosie O'Donnell was like, ching chong, ching chong, ching chong.
Oh,
I didn't say ching chong.
It's not that bad. Plus, that's a different country.
Yeah, and that wasn't Rosie.
Yes, it was.
I had the computer...
Yes, can you play this part of the... Of Rush Limbaugh?
Yes. if you do a very offensive promo for us, we'll play that. It's a barter system. This is Niazi from Saudi Arabia. I had...
Oh, yeah?
Computer speakers surgically implanted into my camel so I can listen to the Metal Injection Live Cast while I ride to
work. That is wrong.
You don't even have a camel.
I have injection. What?
It's all right.
I forgot.
Say something about hummus.
Or hating. Like
hummus is bad. I don't like hummus.
You're just breaking all our preconceived notions, aren't you?
So,
revolutionary.
Are you Muslim?
Yeah, I'm Muslim.
That's how you say it.
That's how the Iron Sheik says it.
That's the title of the episode. Are you
Muslim? He's a good Muslim boy.
Are you practicing?
He not killed Daniel.
Yeah. Not very good. No.
Quick, which way is Mecca from you right now? Which direction? Quick. Don't think, just answer, quick.
It's the, not south, what do you call it, west.
No. You got to know this right away.
This is Niazi from
Saturday. What's for me?
I turned down 72 virgins to listen to the Metal Injection Live Cast forever in heaven.
I'm not going to blow myself up.
Yeah, no, that's...
You're just going to blow up something.
Wait a minute. That's not what he said.
Come on. Come on, Sid. You're so insensitive.
Congratulations, Indiana.
Come on.
Oh,
don't terrible.
And how come Indiana don't have shows? I think metal shows, they don't have shows in Indiana.
You have to go to Indianapolis.
Yeah, no one really
like
wants
country
to.
Music?
Well, maybe you live close to... Isn't like Illinois not too far from me?
Well, if he's up toward
yeah,
north...
Yeah, I can go to Chicago.
Yeah. So all the shows just go to Chicago.
In the end, it's very boring.
It is very boring. It's just one dead stretch of highway.
So why are you going there if you already know how boring it is?
To learn networking. Didn't you listen to them?
Yeah, to study. And Mama says it's a very nice town to study in. There's no, what do you call it?
Women?
You would
know. There are a lot of women. No, what they call it? Distraction from studying.
Normal.
No
distraction.
Are you going to Notre Dame?
What? What's
Notre Dame?
It's
a college in Indiana.
No, I'm going to Indiana University in Bloomington.
Oh.
Heads up, Bloomington.
Oh, stop it.
You're lucky Bob Knight isn't there anymore. He wouldn't have allowed that.
He's right.
He would have stood at the airport and told you to turn right back around.
He's really
racist.
Said
Bob Knight like you guys are buddies.
Bob Knight.
That's his name.
Come on, Bobby.
So To prove that I'm not buddies with him, I should call him Bobby instead
Robert,
of Bobby.
Robert. Yeah. You said Robert.
Call him
Robert.
Robin Knight.
Robin Knight.
Yeah.
So, how long have you been listening to the show? Has he called in before? I don't
yeah.
know. Oh, I don't
remember.
Remember.
No, a year and a half.
A year and a half.
Thank you.
Wow.
You're a great fan.
It's been that 1 year since the last time I called.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's been 1 year the last time I called.
You
one
shut
at a
your
time.
Face.
I want to say you for having a good sense of humor, and we're just busting your balls.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you calling and being a fan.
Okay.
Thank you.
Do you want me to say one? Oh, I said one. Yeah.
What a great call.
What an awesome caller. Thank you so much. We have another caller?
Yes.
Fuck him. No. Let's get him on the line.
Our lines stop working. Whoever you are in area code 614.
Oh, hello.
It's a woman.
Hello.
We can hear you.
Are you there? If you're on the phone, talk to us.
Oh.
All right.
That was a downer, but let's hear a little Nerner. You want to hear a little Nerner?
Yep.
No.
I liked it. It always gets me.
Well, we did it again, you guys.
And we're going to do it again in just a few more days.
That's right.
And again and again.
Once again, we want to remind everyone. We did it.
Louder.
It's on fire.
Louder.
We got Metallica.
Now we're going to rock this.
The show. And some Lou Reed.
Not enough Ja Rule, though.
You mentioned Ja Rule, though. Some ACL strain, as they were called in the chat. And Ja Rule and Swiss Beats.
Big Daddy V.
Vinberger. That caller was great.
Remember that guy?
Joe.
We need to get him on the air more.
Hey, wasn't he the same guy that called in that was the cop?
What?
Remember the cop that called? Never mind. Kind of sounds
cool. Jenny's boyfriend?
Yeah.
But that was Jenny's boyfriend. That wasn't the same guy. Let's not give away all the jokes.
Wasn't he from Morristown, though?
Yeah, coincidence. Is there really a Morristown? I think that he's lying.
I think in New Jersey there's a Morristown.
Yeah, there's a Morristown.
Well, he's a little, sounded high. Maybe he didn't know what state he was in.
He's nervous. Right on the border with Pennsylvania.
Well.
More than this! Nevermore, you're whipping boy!
That's it. You're done, James. You can leave.
But yeah, once again, we are moving to Sunday nights. Starting this Sunday, October 23rd, at 7 p.m. Eastern. And
wait, how is Sid going to play fantasy football if he's doing the show?
You set your lineup.
You don't really
before.
Play anything.
Yeah. Don't you have to watch the game?
Nope. You just keep track
by
of what.
By the time I get here, the games will be over anyway. Mm.
No, you just pick guys, and then whatever they do in the game, you get points for it. Or
don't
lose
you have to
points.
Watch the game?
You don't have to.
You don't have to do anything once your roster is set.
Yeah, you just see the results
like
after the fact.
The computer does it by itself. Like, you
just
don't have to
tally.
There's nothing that does anything.
She's right. The computer compiles what each guy did, and if you have that guy on his team, it just adds all the points together.
Okay.
Yep.
So there you have it.
And I'm
fantasy football explainer.
I'm currently running like 4 teams.
Yeah.
Because everyone else doesn't want to bother with it, not want to keep up appearances.
I'm rooting for Murda.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Dude, that's my
fuck you. Hey.
Yes, I have Rob's dad's as well, and Darren's.
Rob, I mean, Sid can't possibly lose this.
It would be very shocking.
No, I just mean that you're already like 9 games ahead, and there's only been 7 games.
Well, no, actually, I'm only one. I have 0 losses, but there's teams with 1.
Oh.
So it's possible.
Mm.
But it's unlikely.
It's rigged.
Fine.
So,
by the way, as far as we've ever gotten into this.
Yeah,
song.
We're going all the way to the end, baby. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have a special guest on Sunday.
Can we say who?
Yeah, we could say who. It's going to be Jeff Tuttle.
Arthur's Neidhart when you said who.
Very obscure reference right there. But if you get it, we're big fans of yours.
So we're overtime, so I can make obscure references. This is all extra.
But we're going to have Jeff Tuttle of the Dillinger Escape Plan and of this new band that's really awesome. Which was Old Gods, thank you. I keep thinking it's Old Dogs, but that's like a Tim Allen, John Travolta movie, right? Or is that Old Hogs?
What?
Or
why are you watching Tim Allen and John Travolta?
I'm not watching them.
Wild Hogs.
And Old Dog.
Oh my
it
god, that
old.
Was so bad.
I didn't even know. I never saw it. I just remember seeing the posters.
Okay.
I see posters all over
what
Manhattan.
What was your favorite part of the movie?
I'll cop to seeing it.
I saw it.
It was just on TV, so I wasn't going to pay for it. But
I mean, it was no Marmaduke. That's all. Yeah.
No.
So, well, how was it?
Terrible. Awful. Exactly what you'd think it would be.
I mean, but Old Gods is better than The Last Dillinger album.
Wait a minute, there's a solo?
Yep. Oh. By the way, Shankletown just said the Dillinger escape plan suck anus. Rob, you gonna let him get away with that?
He have his own opinion.
They might be into that kind of stuff.
I greatly
Sid is into it.
I greatly disagree.
Sean's into it.
Tongue in the brown eye. This is one of those Metallica, like, mid-2000s solos when they were doing all those singles, like I Disappear.
Oh.
It's just like wow. Is there a name for that, Noah? Like a technical guitar term for that kind of
shit? Yeah, the Black Crows.
Yeah, but even worse, I think.
There's nothing wrong with the Black Crows.
I own almost all of their albums. I'm not a big fan of the Black Crows, but the Black Crows fit what they're doing more than Metallica doing it.
Oh yeah, 100%.
It's called a wah pedal.
No, I meant the whole style of it, though. Isn't there, like, some dickery name for it, like noodling or...
I don't know.
Okay. Well, that's what it is. And then he goes, wipe that smile right off your face! Ah! For no reason. Like, it doesn't even fit in the song at all.
Well, he was looking at Ja Rule saying that.
Oh. No, they were never in the same room together. They just sent the...
Well, maybe over Skype.
Possibly.
Skype didn't exist.
Yeah, no. It's for rich people like Metallica.
Anyway.
Maybe he had FaceTime.
Guys, I think Sean wants us to end the show.
Well, Sean can get up and leave. He can start unplugging his microphone.
You got it.
While we're still on air again.
Sometimes he should start unplugging his microphone like 10, 15 minutes into the show, I think. Just
you said it,
happens.
Not me.
Hey, I get a lot more sleep. It'd be fine.
Just do what I do. Like, sleep with your eyes open during the show.
That's what I do.
Well, we got a band interview. Awesome. Nap time.
Wow.
Sid, you weren't very active until the nicknames kicked in.
Yeah. I don't know that I've ever heard an Acacia Strain song. What could I possibly contribute?
You could ask him what his songs sound like.
But I don't care.
You could ask him why you don't care.
I think anyone interested in the interview knows that already. Though.
So, in the future, can you call Screen? We'll give you a little job to do.
I guess.
Like, I call Screen that one dude.
Who?
Levi,
I don't see why we even
Levi
need to call
Strauss
Screen.
Just
throw him on the air. What?
Lebby Klitsky?
Yeah.
We had him on.
A.L. from Doth, you're talking about.
Oh.
A.L. Levi.
What did I say? Oh.
Levi.
Close.
Levi
Klitsky.
No, it was Avi, I think, from Magruder Grind he's talking about.
No, Avi was sitting
with us. Screen.
That's the guy he made out with.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he was in the studio.
Wait, guys.
I was giving you the benefit of that. It sounded more like Levi.
Darren, you're really holding. You're holding up. Sean has to go.
All right, sorry.
We need to wrap this
up.
It's true.
He has diarrhea.
Got to work on my fire.
I have a song to play out.
All right, great. Well, thank you everyone for listening, and we hope you tune in on Sunday or to the archives.
Oh, that's not it.
Oh, you can play that one.
You got it right.
I'll play it after. How about that? I just wanted to play a song that we haven't played in a long time. This is Livecast Oh My Teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see you on Sunday.
Yo.
You'll get it.
There we go.
They've had popsicle sticks inserted anally. Soldier calling from Iraq, dodging IEDs. If you like needles porn, then you're just like 3D. He's not a racist, but he sprays his walls with penis cream. Anal sex and poop, whores and OCD. You never know just what you'll hear on the live cast this week. High school dykes and cops, obsessed with Jenny's feet. You'll miss I Like Your Toes on the live cast this week. Googlers, good and gone, Skolnick's unemployed. Serious certificate, no pride and joy.
Chuck Blandington says something mean, and Robba eats sushi. The pizza destroyer calls with awful comedy. Noah's making jokes, trying to make Sean free. They'll probably fuck like dogs on the live show this week. They just got engaged, and isn't that so sweet? We'll give away his firstborn son on the live cast this week. 12th caller. I'd like to take this time to introduce my band. On the bass, we have the legendary Dave Mustaine. On the drums, the one and only Dave Mustaine. Over there on rhythm guitars, you guessed it, Dave Mustaine. And on lead guitar and nasally vocals, it's me, Dave Mustaine. Wow, what a, it's amazing how I can talk and still play a solo. I'm the man. Chicago ginger, talking about mezuzahs, matzahs and bar mitzvahs. I need a plate, shoot my load, that's what burrito bags are for. Now Robba, please, no more the fate, I can't take anymore. Slow-mo can't pronounce the word he's trying to speak. We need a damn translator on the live cast this week. Adult circumcision, colonoscopy. But you're not watching House, it's the live cast this week.
This is Chuck Blandington. Phil Anselmo had the right idea. But instead of having people call me white man, you should address me as Big Bad Steel Robo Daddy from downtown Mechanical Pleasure City. Any questions? You're listening to the Metal Injection live cast at metalinjection.net.
Yo, yo. On some real shit. Robba, stay in Europe. Yo. I know you're supposed to come back next week, my dude. But we've been talking and I don't know. Maybe you should, like, find a youth hostel in Amsterdam or something, you feel me? Robba, stay in Europe. Homie, please miss your flight. You know we don't really miss you. This song's gonna diss you. So don't come back. Don't come back. Robba, stay in Europe. When no one can tell you're high. You know your sideburns look awful. You smell like falafel. So don't come back. Don't come back. One day, I'd like to start the show early. Not be adjusting the levels till 10:30. Rob, I hate your unibrow, it's so furry. Looking like Bert had a love shot with Ernie. Silence for Rob. Oops. Sorry, I farted. My fault. Yeah, remember that time when we put you in a girdle? Your head sticking out like a hairy fat turtle. Alright, I get it. Mac is better than Windows. Looking like Elvis Presley with Down syndrome. And now you're power napping all over the world. In love with baby back ribs the way I love black girls. But I know your love life will get better, I could tell. There has to be some girl who gets wet for HTML, I swear. And while I got this track, pick up your damn pants, I'm so tired of seeing ass crack. Oh, and I don't know how to say this, kid, but your sister got knocked up by Sid. For real, son. Robba, stay in Europe. Homie, don't take your flight, you know we don't think you're funny. Replace you with Lonnie, so don't come back. Don't come back. Robba, stay in Europe. Homie, don't take your flight, you're so addicted to chronic. Your beer's filled with vomit, so don't come back. Don't come back. Stop, everybody, listen to the sound of Rob not telling jokes that are corny. I enjoy it, don't you? And the girls would think he's cute if his face was not a boot. He's a Russian, he's a Jew, he's a half a Muslim too. His dad's in the mosque, planning bomb plots. He thinks it'll look cool if he takes X and shroom, but it just makes him talk even louder and puke. And it runs down his man boobs and puddles up in his shoe, pissing out from the fumes face down in his food. And Rob, even though nobody here is missing you, at least I'm search engine optimized while I'm dissing you, y'all. Robert, 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 stay in Europe. Homie, don't take your flight. You know you make us embarrassed. Just hang out in Paris and don't come back. Don't come back, don't come back, don't come back. Robert, 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 stay in Europe. Homie, please miss your flight. Find an apartment in London. They probably have Funyuns. And don't come back. Don't come back, don't come back, don't come back. Yo, Rob, seriously, I know we joke around on this show, but please, this ain't a joke. Stay away. We don't like you. No, really. Robert, 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 stay in Europe.